Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. There's been little movement in the news about the American pastor's imprisonment in Turkey. But while we wait, we can advocate and we can pray. And then in India, Sunday services are being threatened for some Christians. In this, too, we can be praying. The details on both of these stories in the next 4.5 minutes. Now for our first story. Turkey's been in a state of emergency since a failed coup attempt last July. Thousands of people have been detained on politically related charges, including Christian minorities. Caught up in the crackdown, Andrew Brunson, an American pastor serving in Turkey for over 20 years. Todd Nettleton is a spokesman for the Voice of the Martyrs USA.
The evidence against him is apparently some anonymous witness or anonymous source that has never been produced in court, that's never been named in court, so nobody's very clear what this so-called evidence is.
Brunson's been behind bars since October, but his case hasn't been forgotten.
We're waiting to hear what will happen. Will there be a trial? We know that his case was reportedly raised by President Trump, also by Vice President Pence, so there is hope that perhaps there will be some movement on his case because of those conversations that happened in Washington.
Regardless of what the government does, there are open doors and God is able to work through those. So would you continue to pray wisdom for believers, for Brunson's release, but ultimately that Christ's name is made known as a result?
Ultimately, if we're willing, he will use us to accomplish his purposes, even if it's not a place we would choose or a hardship we would choose.
Next, the church is about more than just a building, but having a place to meet can make all the difference. David Shibley of Global Advance says for churches in India, many of their meeting places are in jeopardy.
There is a move afoot to prohibit churches from meeting in school properties, including Christian school properties. This would literally make thousands of churches in India homeless.
That's just one of the reasons Global Advance is coming alongside indigenous pastors with training and support.
Many of them come to our conferences very discouraged and leave, as we like to say, with a vision in their hearts and with tools in their hands.
One of the things the pastors especially appreciate is the support of other believers, and Global Advance wants to continue that.
We at Global Advance would be very grateful for the ongoing prayers of those who are concerned and interested in the evangelization of the world, that the Lord will continue to provide the funding necessary for us to strengthen the hands of leaders on the front lines of the advance of the gospel.
And for many listeners, the refugee crisis is nothing new. But some of the refugees are only just now experiencing trauma firsthand. That's why E3 Partners leads trips to Germany to stop and listen to newly displaced refugees. E3's Matt Morrison.
They're kind of honored when someone wants to actually hear their story, when someone actually does care enough, and they enjoy just someone being there to kind of help them pass the time while they anxiously wait to find out if they'll get to stay or not.
Morrison believes the mesh of cultures as cities bring in refugees presents a unique opportunity for believers.
They're flooding out of regions where it's traditionally been very difficult to reach them. And now they're in the open environment of Europe and in some cases even here in the United States. And what it's allowing us to do is to minister to these people that otherwise it would be very difficult, if not impossible, to touch.
Each day of the upcoming trip begins with training, so volunteers know how to share the hope of Christ with refugees. And then it's off to the camps to build real relationships.
We obviously want to meet people's physical and emotional needs, and we should take every opportunity to do that. But the only thing that will secure lasting change is the gospel breaking into a person's life.
Teams are still forming for the July trips. Get the links and the details at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us on iTunes and TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.